Right Hook, number one for news, comment and opinion. Sponsored by VHI Healthcare, number one for multi-trip travel insurance.
You're most welcome back to the Right Hook here on News Talk. Bobby Kerr here standing in for George all this week. Michael Graham's going to be with us here at 5:30. And Liam Griffin's going to be joining me to look at our Rugby World Cup bid later in the programme. No one likes to think about their teenage children having sex. However, how do you feel about publicly funded websites for Ireland's youth which discuss the pros and cons of threesomes for teenagers? Well, Fine Gael TD for Mayo, Michelle Mulhern, had objected to the HSE funding spunout.ie, saying that there was nothing right about websites that promote this kind of activity to teenagers. So, is Spun Out normalising threesomes for young people, or are we in total denial about what our kids are up to? Joining me now on the line is Petra Conroy. She's the coordinator with the Catholic Comment. Petra, you're very welcome to the show.
Hi, Bobby. Thanks for having me on.
And also joining me is Senator Catherine Riley from Sinn Féin. Thank you, Catherine, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, let's start with you, Petra. I have four teenage daughters, well, two in their 20s and two in their teens, so I'm pretty, I suppose I'm close enough to this space.
Yeah.
But I suppose, should we be accept that teenagers are engaging in this type of behaviour and it's better to inform them in a balanced way, or should we let them to their own devices?
Yeah, I mean, I have a teen myself and I work with young people, so it's very odd to be on seeming to point a finger at other people who are trying to support young people, because obviously that's really important work and you'd want to be supporting that. And in fact, I had, up until I've been retweeting Spun Out's material. So, I mean, you want to support people that are trying to help young people. But I think what it is, yes, young people are, first of all, young people aren't one homogenous group. There's all sorts of people, you know, some are engaged in what might be considered risky sexual behaviour, others aren't, you know what I mean? There's a range. But there's a difference between, I see on Spun Out's own website, they're saying now facts, not fear. And to me, there's a lot of options between facts and fear. Not every piece of information or knowledge is useful or helpful or really educational or supporting of the kids. So what I'd like to see is websites that do offer them advice that, what do we want? Like, no more than yourself, Bobby, I want my son to be guided through what can be difficult years, get to the stage where he's able to, like, be a mature young adult, contribute to society, engage in healthy relationships. And I suppose I just think a website that that is neutral, at least neutral, and talks about threesomes as being fun and lifetime experience. And I just don't know if that's helpful and, in fact, could be harmful.
Before we bring in Catherine, I just wanted to say that in relation to Spun Out, I'm not actually that bothered about the fact whether it's publicly funded or not.
Yeah.
I would say that the information was up on the website, according to their spokesman from Spun Out, that it's been up for 3 years.
Yeah.
It was written by a former editor, American woman who had liberal views on sex.
Yeah.
I think that we're trying to sensationalise it around the HSE. So I want to park that side of the story and just talk about the issue do kids go and look at these kind of things anyway? Are we all, you know, so old and out of touch that we really don't know what's going on? Catherine Riley from Sinn Féin, where do you sit on this argument?
Well, first of all, I would have to firstly advocate the work that's done by Spun Out. I work very closely with them as our spokesperson on youth affairs, and only last week I was actually at the launch of their new website that took place in Croke Park. And I think an important thing that we have to remember is that the work that Spun Out do is for young people, by young people, and with young people. A lot of the work is actually dictated by a youth advisory panel made up of young people on issues that are important to young people. In terms of this issue and the threesome, this is one of 3,000 articles, and as Ian Power said, it has been up on the website for a number of years. And I think that it is important that we do have a responsible resource there to tell people, to tell young people, if they are interested, if they hear the word threesome, if they hear people talking about it, if they go into Google and put this in, that I would rather they come up with a resource like Spun Out rather than a pornography website or something that's going to start giving them, you know, the bad sides, that's going to really objectify them and could scar them when they see, and that could change their whole perception of sexual intercourse and sexual health if they're not seeing, for example, safe sex being practiced.
Well, I don't wish to make light of it to either of you, but, you know, I heard somebody today saying that, like, I'd be glad of a twosome. Now, you know, forget about if somebody would have me for a twosome, I'd be more than happy. So, you know, and there was somebody else then said that they were talking about threesomes in Friends since time began, that American sitcom.
Bobby, it's not that we obviously know young people are very tuned in, and in an age when information is just there at the drop of a hat, it's not that people don't know, but I would hope that it's not an alternative between pornography, that the only alternatives aren't pornography or a website that seems to give at least a very non-principled approach to something like threesomes, which in the end of the day, never mind all the sorts of physical, you know, considerations that you might have. I mean, is that the kind of thing that's going to help people engage in a kind of a healthy relationship and even respect for other people? I mean, the website is saying things like, don't go for somebody that you care about.
Yeah, I have to say I didn't like elements of it.
Yeah.
It also said that when your threesome is over, make sure to let your partner know that they are still top dog for you. So I know we can read into the minutiae of an article, but like there are, I just think it's sort of, it really puts no value on a relationship is what I didn't like about the article.
Yeah, that's what I felt as well. It's just, and I mean, that's the website that has drawn all the attention, but there's other ones about open relationships, and sure, I think experience, I mean, even Simone de Beauvoir, the most liberal, one of the most liberal, like, women, female writers back in the 60s, you know, wrote later that it made her miserable when she thought this was a very, you know, freeing idea. She was a mature adult at the time. I mean, just to give the impression to young people that those ideas are something that they could at least neutrally engage in. I just think it ended up with quite, and it's the parents. I know the site is, and it's great, young people for young people. But in the end of the day, when you have young people who've been badly hurt by taking unwise decisions, it's those parents, in the end of the day, fogies or not. And I'm only in my 40s, so I hope I still consider myself young myself. But we're the ones who then are trying to pick up the pieces and trying to, you know, get them back on track and support them. And you just want to get them through the years as safely as possible. And I just suppose I think that if this is the kind of advice people think is at least not harmful, then I don't know if they're the sites we should be sending the kids to. They should be better.
Okay, ladies, let me just run through a couple of texts that you might help me with. I have a text in from Kenneth in Galway who says, Jesus Christ, what's the big deal? Another texter says it was written 3 years ago, but not on that website. And thank you for correcting that. I didn't realise that. Yeah. Another text says, I hate when people use the argument that young people want this information because young people want a lot of things that aren't always good for them. They are children and as such don't always know what's good for them. We as adults have a duty to protect them. As for mental health, irresponsible sexual practices are hardly promoting positive self-esteem. In fact, it could be counterproductive. And that's from Julian Longford. What do you make of that?
I mean, I absolutely agree with, I think, some of the texts there. And one of the things that really strikes me is that lots of parents I know, I mean, I would have no problem, I've ever had a problem talking about sex with my son, like, but I know parents sometimes are really nervous about it.
Well, I have to say, my kids don't talk to me about sex, and I don't know why.
Not a thing, but they get to an age where they don't want to, but there's never been a problem about it. You know, there's been an openness, but I know some parents that are genuinely find it difficult. And with that 124,000, if some of it was channeled towards, parents often feel that we're not the experts and they kind of get a sense from society we're not really the people who know what to say. But actually, they're the ones who know their own teen. You know yourself, Bobby, one 15-year-old could be completely different at a completely different stage of development and maturity than another 15-year-old. So the parents are the ones who kind of are able to assess what's the best for this child. So maybe a few resources that help parents get over that fear that they often have of, you know, what do I say to my teen? And then the teens don't want to at a certain stage, but just ways of kind of helping them out and helping them steer through, because no matter what, we do have some kind of wisdom in our heads there, that, and we care about them a lot. So
Catherine,
I'd love to do that.
Catherine, can I ask you, do you think we really need to get real about what teenagers are up to? Like, are we totally out of touch?
I think we need, I don't think that that young people or teenagers are out having threesomes left, right and centre, and that this is an everyday practice. But the fact is that threesomes are part of the discourse. People hear, as you said yourself, you mentioned it on sitcoms, they hear it on television, they see it on the internet. They're going to see it. We have access to internet on our mobile phones, and we have it on computers. So I think we do need to realise that it's out there. And I know myself, I wouldn't talk to my mother about sex. I wouldn't talk to her about periods even at this stage, to be honest. I wouldn't talk about that at 16. So at least you have this resource there. You know, you're not encouraging people to take up threesomes, but at least they're able to look
at it.
So
they're somewhat informed is what
they're
you're saying.
They're somewhat informed. They're able to make that decision. You know, we've lived for so long where there's a culture of guilt and shame around sex, and we can't have that anymore, because when it's secret, when people are afraid to look it up or to find out information or to talk about it, that's when the irresponsible sexual practices happen. That's when people get hurt. So if we're able to actually try and normalise the conversation, not normalise and say, go out and have threesomes, but this is what you're telling them what threesomes are. But that's what's going to help and make things better.
I mean, I would agree with that. I mean, if you have children whose parents just for whatever reason feel they can't talk about things, it is good that they have somewhere to go where they can get sound advice. But to me, that's not sound advice. And I know they've changed the website now, which is a good thing, but there was advice up until yesterday aimed at children as young as 11, 12 on facing into puberty. Now, that's changed now. It says now if your brother or sister is facing into puberty. But absolutely agree, places where they can get good advice. But I saw on another HSE website, just when I knew I was coming on, I can't remember now what it's called, but it gave some reasons about why people who have engaged in sex at an early age might be sorry later, and the statistics of, you know, the things of risks. But the only issue that spun out comes out with that kind of advice, don't do it, is on smoking. For some reason, don't smoke. I just think there are better ways. Absolutely, advice and. Like, I mean, that's why I would have been very supportive of Spun Out before.
But
better advice than that, I think.
Could I just say that we had a caller on that said that the advice is illegal because they're talking to teenagers who are under 18.
Yeah.
Advising them about sexual activity is advising them to break the law. And that's from John. And maybe John has a point there.
Well, I know that Spun Out had made the point that they're an All-Ireland body and the age of consent is 16 in the north. So that was one of the points that they had made on their website, that they are an All-Ireland body. So they're...
Yeah,
giving the advice as well.
And the difficulty is trying to control who hits the website.
Yeah.
And I really don't think 25-year-olds are going to be looking up websites for advice about sexuality, whereas the reality is it's younger people. You might say on your website it's for a 16-year-old, it's for older, but there's information there there's a project on the front page about transition year students.
Well, let's hear what Minister for Health James Riley had to say about it about looking into the matter.
They are going to review it. I think the people who hold the site themselves are concerned now about perhaps the editorial review and oversight, and will be looking into it. From my personal point of view as a doctor and also as a politician, I just think this is not the appropriate sort of information that the state should be putting out there.
So there's James Riley there, and let's see what Enda Kenny had to say about it.
I don't know the details of what's on the site in question. I think it's important that young people be given objective advice about sexual practices, and I'd like to see the site first of all to see what the words in question actually mean. It is important in everybody's interest that objective and proper advice be given to young people, because some of the incidents that have occurred around the country leave a lot to be desired.
I'm talking to Petra Conroy and Senator Catherine Riley. Loads of texts in on this subject. A lot of time it's the children who don't want to talk to the parents about sex, not the other way around. Now, I get that. What do you think about that?
Well, that's absolutely... I mean, that is the case. You can have open channels, especially when children are younger, but at a certain point, they're very reluctant. And that's where... I mean, that's where, in some ways, other... the site is for young people and by young people, but in almost every other sphere of society... We have guidance counsellors, we have career guidance in schools, and big fuss about that being possibly withdrawn. And like youth leaders and things would be able to, you would hope that there's other places that children would get advice, or that young people would get advice. And I actually do think that a website could be, I mean, in a way, the bullet point, very simplified information isn't really the kind of, you know, nuanced kind of information that's going to be that helpful. But to have information on a website... And that's why, Bobby, I do think actually the state-funded thing, I think it is significant because children are very savvy on the internet. And when they can tell the difference between, for instance, a chat room or whatever, and something that is official and that therefore they feel represents, okay, this is endorsed.
Okay,
they can tell the difference in that, and I think that is significant. So I would say better advice, a website with better advice for kids.
Okay, it's been a very balanced discussion. I'd like to thank my guests, Petra Conroy, she's the coordinator of Catholic Comment, and Senator Catherine Riley from Sinn Féin. Thank you very much, ladies. I'm going to have some traffic updates for you shortly, as well as Michael Graham from Boston. And after six, have you ever wondered what it's like to be an air traffic controller?